Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, December 22nd, 2014. Good afternoon, Al.
Hi, Melody.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Yes. It's a short week this week, of course, due to...
But a merry one.
But a merry one.
But a merry one.
But a very merry one.
Yep.
Yes. Pendant. It's even more merrier if you have a little bit of eggnog, but anyway.
I don't like eggnog too much anymore.
Yeah.
It always seemed like...
I like a couple sips of it.
It was like a treat when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But it always left an aftertaste. I didn't even like it when I was a kid. Now I'm... enough of an adult where I can say I don't really care for eggnog very much. I haven't said that before, certainly not in public, but you see, you get mature, Melody, and able to make these statements that as a young man and a youth, you didn't have the nerve to admit, I don't care for that stuff. You know?
Humbug. Well, you know, I can't drink a lot. It's just way too rich, and it just curls your hair. But just to have a little bit and maybe a little rum or brandy in it, you know, just a couple swallows. That's all you need. That's all you need. But, yes, it will be a short week this week for sure. We will be closed the 24th and the 25th, and perhaps we'll make it a short day tomorrow. Make sure if you're ready to lock in prices that you do so, and because we won't be carrying anybody over the weekend not locked in. So a lot of my buyers are off. They're basically staggered. Some are off 3 days. Some are off 4 days. Some are off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and others are off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So give us a call at 800-375-4188. Check your list. Give us a call. And there was some sort of a call on gold today. It wasn't really bad early in morning trade this afternoon. They just knocked the heck out of it. Probably a lot of light trading going on today, which we'll see for the rest of the week. So you have gold down 21.50 today. 21.50 today, down 21 at 11.73. You have silver down 43 cents at 15.74.
You know, that's just astonishing. It's really just astonishing. Silver less than 16 bucks an ounce. Somebody's giving silver away right now. That's what it comes down to. And the same thing is true with gold, but it's really amazing.
I mean, we had platinum down 18 at 1,181. Palladium was on the upside, up 4 at 813. Rhodium was up 2 today. I mean, that hasn't been doing anything, but that was up $15 today. USDX today, 0.14 to the upside, 89.73. Crude oil down $1.79 at 55.34. And, of course, the paper markets, you know they're going to get the Dow over 18 by the end of the year. It was
They're right on the edge of it right now.
Yeah, they are.
It could go over 18 today, in theory.
No, it's closed. It's closed.
Closed already?
It closes at 4. That's why we do the show at 4. Yeah, the Dow.
Is that why we did it at 4? I thought it was because the phone rates were cheaper.
No, that's why we've always done it at 4 o'clock for the past 20 years. You have the Dow up 154 points at 17,959. The NASDAQ up 16 at 4,781. The S&P up 7 at 2,078. 10-year yield, 2.16. Down 0.01. Most interesting article, we talked about it prior to the program today, Al, was Britain's financial regulatory body. They're moving forward with its plans to regulate gold and the silver benchmarks. You have the Financial Conduct Authority announced today that starting April 1st, 2015, it's going to regulate a total of 7 additional UK-based financial benchmarks in the fixed income, commodity, and currency markets. According to the FCA, the London Gold Fixing and the London Bullion Market Association silver price will be 2 of the 7 new regulated benchmarks. And then there's a list of the of what the other markets are. And it's interesting, the chief executive of the FCA in a press release today, he's bound and determined to make sure that these markets work well and preserve the UK's reputation. You know, not after, the LIBOR is the biggest scandal ever in the world, considering it affects trillions and trillions of dollars, but they're there to make sure that they certainly strive and strengthen, this.
The reputation, maintaining their sterling reputation as our as is our own government.
But you see a lot of these changes, particularly in the gold and silver market during this year, earlier this year. There was claims, and of course we've been claiming for many, 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 many years about the manipulation for gold and silver. And but now it's been attached to, of course, Deutsche Bank and the other major banks around the world. And so the research in both gold and silver fixes released earlier in the year showed the anomalies of price suppression during the fixing process. So we saw the change in silver in 2015. The London gold fixing will be replaced with the LBMA gold price, which will be operated by ICE Benchmark Administration. Next year, the association will have the intellectual property prices for the precious metals benchmark, as it will launch a new fixing process for both platinum and palladium. And that will be operated by the London's Metals Exchange. And
well, I feel vastly relieved, Melody. I think this will end. I think this sounds like a formula to end the manipulation of the prices by the big financial institutions and banks or whatever. And now instead they'll be manipulated by London.
Well, I mean, they've always been manipulated by London, but however.
I understand. It's nothing.
But, it isn't to be taken lightly. What it shows is. I think what it tells us is the interest that's going to be focused on gold and silver and the precious metals, platinum, palladium, in the near future. And I'm not sure if what they're trying to do is perhaps make gold and silver the commodity that they always call it to be, so people won't go to it as a safe haven. I'm not sure if they're because of things that are about to occur. So you always see these types of changes in the way prices are set and the way, you know, things are done. I mean, look at the futures and options contracts that are changing as of today. These changes happen because of reasons and because of future reasons. And certainly I do believe it's because there's going to be great shakeups in the very near future.
I think that's what they're anticipating.
Yes.
And for me, without knowing what the details are, I still suspect that all we're looking at is they're coming. What difference does it make whether ICE calculates what the price of gold is today and silver? What if they calculate? What if I calculate? What if somebody else calculates? Presumably, you take the number of contracts, the number of sales, the number of transactions,
mm-hmm.
you do a little math, and it can't be all that complex, and you come up with an average number.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is not rocket science per se. It's just driving an average. Here's what happened: we had 1,000 sales today. We calculated this is the average price per sale. So here's the number. Right? Pretty much. When they're making these changes, what this reminds me of is the idea that our government has changed the formula by which it calculates inflation in this country. It's changed the formula by means of which it calculates unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the foundation for John Williams, ShadowStats.com, said, look, if we calculated our inflation, our employment, our other economic indicators the same way we did 15, 20 years ago, here's the numbers we'd have. And the government is constantly shuffling, revising the equation, the mathematical equations, in order to generate a result that's conducive to keeping everyone happy, or at least make people think they're happy, when in fact the numbers are much worse. And what I see, what I suspect, I don't see it, what I suspect is all these changes and whatever's going on in London Rust, I'll bet you it's just a new formula, new math, all right, will be used to calculate the price of gold and silver. And, you know.
Well, I'm sure that's it, but I believe it's occurring prior to market changes. We're going to see changes, yeah.
Yeah, they're anticipating.
They're anticipating, yes.
Yeah. They're anticipating some significant volatility. They're going to try to control that. We talked about it last week, the idea that they were going to put some sort of limits on how much gold could move at any one time before they had a several minutes shutdown where they just, wait a second, take a time out. Everybody take a deep breath now. Don't go buying gold so fast. They're anticipating something is going to happen. You know, and that's part of what we talk about on this program. We had last week, incredibly, the government is looking for survival packs for bank examiners, which will include 50 water purification tablets and a solar blanket that's reusable and a solar powered radio. I mean, this is just so phenomenal. Where do you go to check out banks? Are these banks up on glaciers or something at the top of high mountains? You wouldn't think you need 50 water purification tablets to go check out a bank in downtown Dallas. And the implication of these survival packs, it seems insane, but the implication, they expect some kind of a problem. And they want their bank examiners to be prepared. It is possible that it's not just a question of someone in the, who is the head of the bank examiner business. I don't remember which one of the agencies it was. But it's possible they're not just saying, well, we need to get prepared. Maybe the bank examiners, the rank and file, there are allegedly something like 3,800 of them. Maybe they already know the stuff's going to hit the fan. And they are afraid to go out and perform their jobs and inspect a bank in Phoenix. Says, I don't know if I'm going to get back to see the wife and kids. Now, I understand that's outlandish speculation, but this is so bizarre. It's the sort of thing, sending them out with some sort of a survival kit. I mean, it's just insane. They're anticipating something, or they have lost their marbles. You know, somebody's brother-in-law manufactures survival kits, and the guy in charge of the bank examiner said, I'm going to give my brother-in-law some business here. Maybe that's all it is. But it's certainly bizarre.
Instead of toasters.
Yeah, I guess so. Come join our toasters and the toasties.
Come join our bank, and we'll give you a free survival kit.
Yeah, that's a good idea, you know. That actually is a pretty good idea in these circumstances. We'll throw in a free survival kit. With every account over $10,000, you get a free survival kit. Just in case you get lost on, and you go to the bank and the economy collapses and you can't get home to your wife and kids, got a survival bank, a survival kit for those of you. Take out an account with Bank of America. You're in good hands with Bank of America.
Well, with some of the headlines that you see, you know, as far as what's going on in some of these cities, these big cities, it'd be a good thing to have one.
Maybe, but it's still so bizarre. They are anticipating some sort of a breakdown that includes even the water supply isn't going to work. What else do you need 50 tablets to sanitize water for? They're anticipating that the water supply in major American cities are going to be shut down. You're going to have to find your water out in the street someplace and scoop it up out of a gutter, or who knows where you're going to find it. And then you put your water purification tablets in so you can get back to the wife and kids or Washington, D.C. or wherever it is you came from. Good God, I mean, if they understand, if someone in government really understands that our circumstances are that fragile, someone really needs to let the American people know that now is the time to get ready. There's something dangerous headed our way. And if they're not, if that danger is not present, what are they doing handing out survival kits? You know, we live in interesting times for sure. We live in what may be irrational times, dangerous times. And again, what appears to be really happening from my perspective is we are finally approaching a moment when we are going to be faced with a fundamental truth, and that is we were all crazy to allow the government to move us to a pure fiat currency. You know, when we talk about a fiat currency, it's a debt-based monetary instrument. We've gone from a system where we had money was based on assets, gold and silver, to a system where money is based on promises to pay that can never be kept, and by law don't have to be kept. You can't even expect the economy to function according to the same rules under a fiat currency that were reasonable, rational, and predominant when you had an asset-based currency like gold and silver. You got a completely different set of rules. It doesn't work the same way. It can't. We're using debt as if it was assets. And I guarantee the average person, you try to explain it to them, and it's as if you're speaking in tongues. They're not going to understand what you're talking about. But they will, one of these days. They find out their credit cards don't work, and they say, oh my gosh, what's happening? My credit card doesn't work. My debit card doesn't work. How will we get by? It'll be an interesting question for a lot of people and coming at the same time. Let's take a break for some commercials. Melody and I will be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Folks, I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival Programs, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. Here's an article from Egon von Greyers, was interviewed, I think, by King World News in the last several days. And Greyers is a Swiss investor, banker. You see him on a regular basis making comments on the economy and so on. He's talking about, as I'm talking about, the irrational nature of our current economy. Huh? He says, just take the Dow Jones as an example of this madness. The Dow went down 900 points in 7 trading days. And in 2 days, it went up 700 points. Why? Because the Fed changed a couple of words in their outlook for the coming year. They now said they could be patient, and the stock market investors saw that as a sign of buying unlimited amounts of stock without any regard to what's happening in the rest of the world. Janet Yellen used the word patient, and the stock market jumped 700 points. You understand? This is a kind of insanity. And it indicates, among other things, if the analysis is correct, she said the word patient, stock market jumps, investors believe that the Federal Reserve will buy unlimited amounts of stock, which means that the stock market is not being supported by the productivity of the corporations that the stock market represents. It's not about did someone invent a new technology for manufacturing steel or automobiles or computer system? No. It has nothing to do with that. It's only about, will the Federal Reserve continue to carry the stock market? What sense does it make to invest in stocks if the only thing that's supporting them, or the primary thing that's supporting their upward movement, is the Federal Reserve? What sense does it make for stocks to jump dramatically? Because Janet Yellen used a particular word or two when she spoke to the public. This is a little bit like going to a seer or a soothsayer. And somebody shakes a bunch of bones and they fall out on the floor and then they read the bones or they read the tea leaves or something. Janet Yellen used the word patient and the stock market jumps. Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't make sense to me. And it tells me, I mean, if the stock market were stable, if it were properly valued, it wouldn't matter what Janet Yellen had to say. If the American industry was solid, people would say, yes, I don't care what that woman has to say. These stocks are solid at this price range. Maybe they're at 15,000, maybe they're 20,000. They're someplace, but they're solid. They don't move just because somebody says a couple of words. And then these words are interpreted, the whole thing. I don't know. It's just part of your Graerts continues. He said, if you look at the stock market, the people who have money don't know what to do with it. So they're putting it in the stock market. But the real world is not actually making ends meet today or spending money. People are broke. We've seen a report back a month ago now. 40% of the American people, if they had an emergency that costs more than $400, they have to either sell some of their personal property or they have to borrow money in order to cope with a $400 emergency. These people are just barely hanging on, and they are something like 40% of the population. Just making man's meat is Greer says. He says, I think the oil price is a much better indication of what's happening. The oil price is now down to $55. We've been as high as $150, excuse me. Why is it down? People say it's because production is too high. That's just part of the answer. The main part is that consumption is too low. The world is now in a recession on its way to a depression and is not buying oil. That's why the price is down. So this is where the real economy is worldwide, Eric. He was talking to Eric King on King World News. And that is reflecting what is going to happen to the world, both in the West and the East. It's going to happen in 2015 and accelerate in coming years. He is anticipating that we will go more clearly into an economic depression, certainly recession, probably depression, in 2015. And he's also saying, and when insofar as he says in coming years, he's saying that we won't, he is implying that this economic depression will not strike like thunder and lightning. It won't be like flipping a light switch. One day you were good, the economy was in recovery, the next day it was in recession and or depression. We are going to slowly ease into this situation. One of the consequences is that our government is going to become increasingly stressed. You know, one of the characteristics of economic depression historically has been deflation, which is terrible for debtors because they're forced to pay off their debts with more expensive dollars. Government has tried to maintain inflation for years, throughout my lifetime, and probably that of virtually everyone listening to the program. Government has generally tried to make inflation take place. They'll talk about it. We need at least 2% inflation. What they're really saying is they are scared to death of deflation. Inflation is good for debtors. It allows them to repay their debts with cheaper dollars. Huh? Commercials you'll hear on the program. We point out that the price of that the dollar has lost 95% or more of its value in relationship to gold over the course of the last 30, 40 years. Huh? That's evidence of inflation. That's great if you're borrowing money. It's part of the reason we go out and we buy houses. Everyone will say, oh, go ahead, take out the loan. Because thanks to inflation, you'll be able to pay off the debt with cheaper dollars. And by the time you get 20 years from now or 30 years from now, those dollars will only be worth 50 cents, 20 cents compared to what they're worth today. That means it'll be easy for you to pay off the debt toward the end of the loan. It'd be a strain now, but you know, don't worry about it. But if we go into deflation, it's exactly reversed. It's people say, holy cow, I can't take out a loan to buy a house or a car or anything else because the money's going to be worth more a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, if we stay in a condition of deflation. Deflation is bad, ruinous for debtors. Who's the biggest debtor in the world? The government of the United States. There, they admit to owing $18 trillion, and John Williams at ShadowStats.com says, no, the number is actually around $90 trillion, and the Congressional Budget Office has admitted that included unfunded liabilities, it's over $200 trillion. It can't be paid, and deflation only makes it worse. It means the government isn't going to have enough money to continue to fund programs. It's not going to have enough money to make good on pension plans. It's not going to have enough money to continue to regulate industry. It's not going to have enough money to hire more employees. We've seen reports, and most of you have seen them, where the Internal Revenue Service is perhaps going to be closed for a period of time when people take a furlough. All right, employees take a furlough. What does that mean? It means the Internal Revenue Service is to some degree going broke. They don't have enough money to even continue to employ the tax collectors. What does that mean? It means less revenue for the federal government. They can't even put money, enough money in to continue to hold their tax collector agency together properly. They're allegedly laying off personnel. The government has restricted the budget, how much money is going to the Internal Revenue Service. It means, inevitably, the government is not, its revenue stream has got to fall. If we're going into a recession or depression, the taxable income is going to decrease. That all by itself is reducing revenue to government. Government's ability to borrow has been diminished. Its credit rating went down and from AAA to AA+ back, I think it was 2011. It is, you know, it may fall further. The only thing that held it together in the last year or so is it could borrow money from the Federal Reserve, which just prints it. Deflation is terrible for the government. Deflation is terrible for the fiat dollar. And this is one of the reasons why I sit back and tell people, look, all of this, I know how it looks right now. At the moment, the dollar is becoming more valuable on the U.S. dollar index. And the price of gold is falling. The corresponding price of gold is declining. Right? Dollar gets more valuable. Gold's price falls. But in an era of deflation, that fiat dollar is not likely to last for long just because the government can't pay its bills. One way or another, they've got to give everybody a haircut. They got to get rid of the fiat dollar and put something else in, a new and improved dollar, or you get five of them or whatever for every $1 you have. You get five of the new dollars, and hopefully that will inflate and cause the economy to be stimulated again. But from my perspective, the deflation is, it puts the dollar in jeopardy. It certainly puts the government in jeopardy, and that implies to me that the dollar's going down. And if it does, although it's not apparent at the moment, we are going to see a rise in the price of gold that is going to be spectacular. So Anyway, we live in interesting times, and deflation only makes it more interesting.
And I bet Dave from Michigan has something to say about that. We do have a caller, Al. Dave from Michigan. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hi, Melody. Hi, Al. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to
and
you.
Happy holidays if you don't celebrate either.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, the bankers with the survival kits, other than the Kevlar vest, I'd be handing them out. But the possibility of an EMP would shut down all the water systems. And the water purification, I think everybody that's listening should have at least 5 gallons of unscented bleach at home, 12 drops of bleach into 1 gallon of water, stirred, let sit for an hour, stir it again, you've got drinkable water. You can go 3 days only without water. You can go 17 days without food. So that might be a consideration to put on your things to buy list for Christmas and forget all the other stuff. And then one of the cheapest commodities and easiest storage, especially in the wintertime, if you freeze it, you kill all the bugs, is rice. You can go out and buy as much rice as you can to store it in sealed containers. And at least you've got something to eat, something to drink. And you never know how bad things can be. One EMP could shut down all the United States, and there are several countries that are capable of that. So, but, okay. So we talked about 22, a while ago, about 2 weeks their homes to reach on 22 ammunition. And it's just coming back into the stores. And I think people realize that if you're going to have to shoot your game, what have you, you want to use a 22 or a slingshot or a pellet gun. You don't want to use an AK-47 or AR-15. So that's just words to the...
Yeah, but where are you even going to find game? See, part of the problem, if you're living in a major metropolitan area, I don't expect to see much game other than the neighbors' dogs and cats. All right? It's not like we're going to see buffalo walking down the street here, and we have to make a decision with our rifles. Are we going to need them to shoot game, or are we going to need them to defend against looters? Now what? What are you looking for? Do you want 22 to defend against looters?
I know a lot of people that survived World War II in Europe, and I know a lot of stories, and they're not good, so it's you got to do what you got to do. Anyway, words of the wise on that one. And if you still have money in a 401k, they're all but telling you it's going to disappear. And if you're leaving them in there, you're a chump. You really you got it coming. Don't say nobody didn't warn you.
You know,
another thing is I was go ahead.
I was just going to say you're concerned about EMPs, electromagnetic pulse, which can be generated by a nuclear weapon detonated high up overhead. And doesn't knock the buildings down and the rest of it. It just generates an electronic pulse that'll destroy computers and the power transmission system and whatever. That's some people's concern. But we've seen in the news that Sony was hacked. Oh, my gosh. And they've released, you know, the script of an upcoming movie and, I don't know, email that, where people say... one person or another is lose one Hollywood star or another is crazy. And we've seen some, you know, we've seen some interesting fallout from that. But one of the reports just before we started this program is that North Korea's internet is substantially down today. And we have to wonder, is this coincidental? Or is this evidence that the government that blames North Korea for hacking into the Sony situation, has our government counterattacked by crippling the North Korea's internet? And if they did, is this a demonstration of power that we can do the equivalent of creating an EMP in North Korea without bothering to fire a nuclear weapon? And if we can do that, can North Korea or China do the same to our electrical system? You see what I'm saying here? We don't necessarily need a bomb or an EMP per se.
No.
We are now in a situation where a talented hacker or hacking organization might be able to cause some significant problems in this country. And if it happened, we could blame the North Koreans, we could blame whoever. But the truth of the matter is, if something shut down our electrical system, right, it would be a perfect excuse, pretext for some sort of dramatic change. Say, oh my gosh, it wasn't the government's fault, it wasn't Wall Street's fault, it was the North Koreans or the Chinese or who knows who that collapsed our electronic system.
Right now, we're going to take
a commercial, Dave. We're going to take a commercial, and we'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned, folks. I'm Alfred Attisk here with Melody Cederstrom and Dave from Michigan, and we'll be back in a moment on Financial Survival.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Attisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We're talking to Dave from Michigan. Dave, you have something you want to add?
Yeah, you know, it's just the possibility of a false flag. You know that Obama's
yep.
been wanting stricter control on the Internet, and it wouldn't be just quite a coincidence that all of a sudden there's a problem. Of course, Sony's been losing a lot of money due to hacking, and they might want greater control over this, and maybe Korea wasn't involved in this at all. You don't
yep.
know anymore. I don't take anybody's word for it unless I really see the facts. So
yep.
that's something that to be stay tuned and see what really happened. One other
if
thing,
we find
I was
out.
Looking at the you just kind of
what really happened. How do we find out what really happens?
You know,
ahead.
Sooner or later, the truth comes out. It just seems that way. You know, it like 9/11. It took 3-4 years before people that couldn't believe that our country would be involved in something. Okay, now they're starting to say, oh, maybe, you know. I talked to an Air Force pilot, and he told me that we were involved. So, you know, you take what you want for that. You know, another thing, this is a season to be kind of generous with your money. And I looked at the 25 top compensated CEOs in America, and it's amazing on all these charities how people can make as much as $3 million for the Defamation League, and almost $1 million for the wildlife Conservation, CEO of St. Jude's. My sister gives a lot to them, $977,000. That's just one individual making that kind of money. And I know the Salvation Army, the head of the Salvation Army makes $35,000 a year, gets a house to live in, and he's got a cheap car to drive. And that's who I give most of my money to. But everybody,
same
before
here.
You give money to charities, should look and see who's making what. The Red Cross is another one that takes a lot of money and gives it to the top. I always ask if there's more than 18% overhead. If there's more than 18% overhead, I know the American Cancer Foundation, the lady told me 28%. I says, well, sounds like too much party time to me, so I don't give to them. And I know other organizations that are only 8% overhead. So when you're writing these checks out at the end of the year, like I wrote 9 of them, in the last 2 weeks, you got to know who you're sending the money to.
Well, you know what, Dave? What's nice about the Salvation Army? It works to your it's your local community that you're helping. I think very little of it goes overseas or anywhere else. It stays there in your community.
I've designated it for certain hurricanes, and they have sent it to those people at certain hurricanes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they had the one down in New Orleans, and when they had the one over in the East Coast. That money went there, so you can direct it if you want. If not, it stays in your area.
Stays in your community.
Yeah, and the only thing I give the Red Cross, I gave them 65 pints of AB negative, and I'm all done doing that now. I can't give it anymore, so that's at least I gave them that.
That's quite a contribution. How long did it take you?
What, the 65 pints?
Yep.
That's over like a 40-year period. I know some people give every 58 days. They've given. I gave 8 gallons. I know people have given 50 gallons of blood, and that's just remarkable because there's some people that won't give a pint.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say.
So, yeah, like I say, check your charities out. Oh, the head of the NRA is making $1 million. Wayne LaPierre, I said $974,867,000 a year. Well, you know, I give the Gun Owners of America, and I'm a life member of the NRA, but I don't give to them anymore. When you've got to have a big building on Pennsylvania Avenue, you're starting to be like your neighbors that are on the same street.
Well, it's lobbying, lobbying, lobbying. That's what gets it done. And I would imagine that if you're going to lobby, you've got to actually deal with some money. I mean, that's what it's bribery. That's what it is. Lobbying is bribery.
Yeah, everybody
it's
can
not,
be bought. It's
not
just a matter
providing
of what your price is, you know. Yeah, and the old saying, we know you're a whore, we just want to know what your price is.
That's exactly right.
And with that, I'll let you
but
go.
But you know what they say, you know what they say, Dave? If you don't know, if you don't already know the price, you can't afford to buy one. All right,
that's
like
right.
Buying a boat.
You don't know how
much these boats cost, you can't afford to buy one. If you don't know how
that's
much
right.
a politician costs, you can't afford to buy one. Get out of here. You know?
Yep.
No. That's what I say.
Okay, sir.
Hi, right, Dave. You thank you for
one?
Your call.
Safe
thank
one.
You, Dave.
And I hope everybody's taking heed to getting their money out of the banks. That's my opinion, anyway, and
yep.
I'm entitled to that. I think so.
So
we all have
for the
opinion.
Moment, for the moment, you're still entitled to your opinion. We'll watch
yeah.
and see what works out, but you know,
I'll meet you at the FEMA camp.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah,
hi, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Take
mm-hmm.
care.
Yep.
All right. Merry Christmas.
All right. What's next, Melody?
Well, we do have a little silver special. We're gonna finish up the year with silver. And we have 20 Silver Eagles, 2014s, 1 ounce. And we have 90% silver quarters, $20 face value. And the total package, $630. That includes all your shipping costs. So $630 for 20 Silver Eagles, 1 ounce, tube of 20, and $20 face value. 90% silver. So they need to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com.
We've got an article here from ZeroHedge.com. Something strange. It's the headline, Just What is China Buying? That's the headline. And he writes, something strange is going on in China. There's a number of graphs that support this article. You can't see them, of course, but I'm just going to read the text of the article. Something strange is going on in China. On one hand, China's trade surplus is growing and growing and just hit record highs. In other words, China is selling more into the international market than it's buying, or at least that's the appearance of it, but something strange is happening. Again, in other words, China is, on paper, receiving record amounts of foreign currencies in exchange for its mostly goods exports. Yet, on the other hand, a chart from Deutsche Bank shows something very peculiar. Even as China's foreign reserves should be rising because of their trade deficit that's in their favor, right. Their foreign reserves should be rising. They are not only dropping, but just suffered their biggest quarterly drop in the past decade. All right. This validates what the TIC data has shown recently, namely that China has not only been adding to these, not only not been adding to U.S. Treasury, but reduced its treasury holding to the lowest level since February of 2013. Now, that's not all that. That's 2 years, essentially. That's not an enormous, but it's a significant number. It's not enormous, but it's significant. And that contrary to what some have alleged, China is not using Belgium as an offshore conduit for treasury accumulation. The bigger question is, just what is China buying off the books to account for the reserve decline amounting to about $100 billion in the third quarter of this year? What are they buying? There's some speculation they are filling up their strategic petroleum reserves. They're buying petroleum with their extra money. They're not saving it. They're buying petroleum, all right? Now, here's... what are they buying? What are they buying? Well, here's another article, and we actually talked about this last week. And this next article is U.S. gold exports jump 70% in September. This is from SRS Rocco. According to the USGS, that's the United States Geological Survey, most recent data, U.S. gold exports increased significantly in September. Not only did the U.S. jump exports surge in September, they were 70% higher than the previous month. This was probably due to increased demand as the price of gold declined $80 during the month and the purchasing power of the fiat dollar rose. All right, what are they telling us? They are suggesting, all right, we are connecting two dots here. Maybe a real connection exists, maybe not. But Zero Hedge just says, what is China doing with all its extra money? But they don't know. And if you look and see, ooh, the United States exported 70% more gold in September than it did in the previous month. Is it reasonable to connect the dots and say what China is buying off the books with all its positive deficit, may be gold? Huh? In fact, this whole idea that the dollar is overvalued and the price of gold is underpriced lays the foundation for the shift in gold that many of you have heard about, the idea that the gold is shifting from the West, United States and Europe, to the East, China, maybe India, right? To the East. Why? Because our dollar is overvalued and our gold is underpriced. And China is making these mysterious buys something, but what? Probably gold. At least part of whatever is happening to their foreign reserves in cap in currency and bonds and so on, it's being diminished, being depleted. Where's it going? Good chance that a bunch of it is going into gold. That which isn't going into gold may be going into their crude oil, petroleum reserves. Again, they're taking the fiat dollars and U.S. bonds and they're converting them into something tangible. This is consistent with what Dave from Michigan was just talking about. He said, be careful about your money in the banks. It's the same idea we've been trying to advance on this program for several years. The debt is too great to ever be repaid. The debt is memorialized with pieces of paper, stocks, bonds, bank accounts, 401ks. All those, if you've got a piece of paper, you have a debt instrument. You have a promise to pay. Assuming that China knows what it's doing, assuming that Russia knows what it's doing, they are getting rid of their paper and getting something tangible. And maybe they're getting gold, and maybe they're getting silver, and maybe they're getting petroleum. But they're buying physical that's being sold at almost extraordinarily, irrationally low levels. And they're getting rid of paper because they believe the paper is going to self-destruct in the near future. It's consistent with the idea we talked about earlier on the program about the about deflation is terrible for debtors. The dollar grows in value. The debtors can't stand it. They can't pay off their debts. They go into bankruptcy. They fire the help. The corporation falls up. Why? Because they're deeply indebted and the value of the dollars that they owe increase due to deflation. They can't deal with it. And it tends to push the country into a period of deflation. Government's biggest debtor in the world. You know, these pieces are coming together if anybody cares to look at them. I mean, the puzzle at least seems like it's clarifying. We can get the general outline of what's going on. If we care to look, there's still some debate. We could, you know, the way I'm analyzing it might be right, might be wrong. Pieces are falling together. Evidence is accumulating that says, you know, I think we're going to have a problem here not so long from now. What do you think, Melody? Are we going to have a problem? Or are we just going to take a break when we get in another 60 seconds and close the program down? What do you think?
Well, I definitely think we're going to have a problem as the program is ending. So certainly I just want to remind the listeners again of our special today. 1 ounce silver eagles, 20 of those. 2014 is the year on those. And $20 face value of 90% silver. Includes all your shipping costs in the price, $630. Not a bad price right before Christmas. Make sure you get them locked in. And we can get you shipped out ASAP, and we're working real hard to get everybody shipped out because so many businesses will be closed here in the next couple of days. And I guess post offices, I'm not sure how many days they're going to be closed, maybe a day and a half. So that shouldn't stop shipping down too much. Shouldn't slow things down anyway. So $630, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
All right, folks, thanks for listening. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back tomorrow. Meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank, the producer. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? But still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.